can't believe that.
Nigel, many congratulations. What a year. And then you're going to win the big competition at the Horse of the Year show.
You say it's amazing every time at the moment, but it truly is. I mean, to finally, I've been here on ponies since about 86, was the first time I came here. We won the leading pony in 87 and a few young riders, which finally, to win the big one, amazing. Especially after the year he's had, he's a top horse. He's just got a heart of gold, and, there's not really a lot more you can say about him that hasn't been said before.
And then you have to beat John Wedigo's Argento, who's got a huge reputation. Did you always think you could find that extra?
I think you don't. John's a good mate of mine and always has been for 40-odd years. And I didn't go in that class thinking John's in the lead, I've got to beat John Whittaker. You go in because and try and beat the person in front of you. If you think a bit like that, you're sometimes probably a little bit... But it was a no-brainer, really, the way there was a fast four and then all the others were really clear. So, if you'd just gone and jumped around clear, I'd have ended up fifth. Well, you might as well have a go and finish sixth. The difference in money wouldn't be that much. But, you've got to have a go, haven't you?
But the whole year, are you pinching yourself now what this horse is achieving for you? And given I think he was here as a working hunter?
I think you should always pinch yourself a little bit. If you get blasé about it, I think that's when it'll all kind of fall by the wayside a little bit. But we work hard and good team around me. And everyone sees, I know this year we've had an exceptional year and people see that, but the last month we've probably not had the best preparation. And one or two things haven't just gone 100% right, and that always happens with horses. But I think the thing was with him, that even if things aren't just 100% right, that the preparation isn't just perfect. I didn't really get enough work into him before here, and he had a bit of a sore back, so Mark came and did his back on the Monday, I think, and so I didn't ride him Monday or Tuesday, and I gave him a bit of light work Wednesday, so I didn't quite get the work into him that I probably would have wanted. But he has it, for some reason he's a horse that has that ability not to phase him,
So what now? Will you be able to qualify for Olympia? What will be the plan over the winter?
I think at the moment I've missed by one, but this is a man to speak to. I'm sure after a performance like that it gives me a bit more weight. What I mean?
You'd love to, would you?
The shows that we want to compete at a Horse of the Year show and Olympia, and I've had a bit of bad luck with Olympia. I've just missed by one. I only have one set of horses, so it's a bit more difficult for me. If you go week in, week out, you can burn them out. So you have to go to the right shows, and you might not be able to pick up as many points as other people who have got three sets of horses. And that's the way it is. I'm not complaining, but we got to try. We'll try. We'll see.